Okay, Allende, please let us know when you are ready. While we're waiting on Allende, in our pledge, our I Am pledge, tell me where that's from. Where is that from? Where did that pledge come from?
Do you mean like what book, Bible Castle?
What do you know about it? What book, what country? What tradition? What people?
I only know it's a book, or it's parts of a book from Conflicts of the Mind. I'm not quite sure who wrote it, but I was just, that's all I know about it.
It's Conflicts of Mind, not of the mind. Conflict of Minds, and they're talking about the European mind versus the African mind. Ngubane is the author. And you'll see that noted there. And I encourage you to look up the book and try to find it so that you can have all 8 pages of wisdom if you think this is important. Okay, I think Allende is ready. Let's make it happen. I can hear you as well, Akila.
Can you hear me?
Yep, hear you and see you. Handsome.
I like to start off by calling on Harriet Tubman for her strength. I can get to these classes today. I like to call out some of my family ancestors. My dad's mother, Dr. Betty Williams. Do you want to call out any ancestors? Does anyone want to call out any national freedom fighters?
All right, Cesar, great. You can press the talk now button. He's giving you space. And say what you want from Malcolm X today.
Well, I would like Malcolm X to be with us today because I want his strength to be able to do what has to be done and not have to cower in a corner. So I would like his strength.
I want to call my mother today. Tulanagwe. I want her inspiration for me to write today. Tulanagwe to inspire my writing.
Anyone else?
My great grandma joined me for her stubbornness and just determination. So we can be determined to get everything that we need to get done and completed today.
I want to call on y'all fiance wives for her perseverance and, you know, she just stood up for what was right. She didn't care about what everybody thought of her and everything like that. So I'm calling y'all fiance wives.
Okay, is that it? Okay, well, I guess I'm finished.
Ashe. Thank you so much. Allende, for leading us in this libation ceremony this Thursday, the 1st of October, 2009, heading up to 2010. Thank you so much, son. We so appreciate your stepping forward to do that. We want your doing that today as an example for all of us as you practice here. For real, because we are calling in the energies and the spirits. We also want you to be prepared at a moment's notice to pour libation. Just yesterday, I was at a ceremony for the viewing of a music video by a local artist here that actually Mama Fia and I have a cameo appearance in. Hey, our first music video, woo. Anyway, and one of the people who was heading the ceremony or the event asked me would I pour libation, would I lead the group into libation? And so I said, sure I will. And fresh off of our doing it every morning here at Aya, I was more than prepared. And it was great. So this is preparation here for you to do the good work you need to do out there. In fact, that's the case with all of our work. You are being prepared here in this community, in this family, that is connected over the miles. We're connected by our energies and our spirits and our families and our alike minds and goals and aims to elevate ourselves and elevate our people. And this village nurtures us so that we will do great work both in within this village and outside. Okay, now we'll make sure that y'all see the video. You know, it probably is going to be on YouTube today or Vimeo and blah 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 blah. Okay, now we have two things so far in terms of preparation for Aya Pledge, and you have a song story, and let's get those down pat and out of the way, because we have another one coming up, and we want to be prepared for these by the time we have our demonstrations, because in our demonstrations you will be called upon to say the Aya Pledge. You may be called upon to sing Mama Fundi's refrain and tell that story. So let's practice those things, all right? Practice those. And you have another one coming up, which is one of my favorites, and it's I Search for Truth, for Justice. That's another pledge. All right, so in keeping with that, does anybody want to try their hands at the refrain, the Mama Fundi refrain? Does anybody want to step forward? And we know that Unique has nailed it. The I Am. Does anybody else want to show what they know? Come forward, please. And if you don't, then just say, nah. Okay, so I don't want to wonder whether or not there's a communication gap. Okay, I end. They say you'll do it. Step on up, brother. Woo, work it.
I am. I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the valued God. I forever evolved inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I align the cells in my body. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body.
Mook, mook, mook. Good work, good work. Keep at it. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Do you understand the power of that? Ayinde and Cesar and Naja. That is, I align the cells in my body. Do you know how to do that? Align the cells in my body. I know each one of the cells in my body by what? What does it say? I know each one of the cells in my body by what? By name. I am self-knowledge without what? I am self-knowledge without what? Without end. That which I, what do I convert into myself? That which I blank and blank and blank, I convert into myself. What are those blanks? So make sure that what you eat is what you want to convert into yourself. Make sure that what you learn is what you want to convert into yourself. This is so powerful, the wisdom of our ancestors. So profound. That which I eat, drink, and learn, I convert into myself. You become what you think about, is how some people say it. You become what you think about. You become what you attend to. Okay? If the lyrics that you're listening to are rot gut, then you convert those into yourself and you start to look like them. If you consume dumbed down commercials and 30-minute sitcoms and 5-second news bites, then that's what you convert into yourself. So make sure that what you eat is quality. The quantity is not so important. Make sure that what you learn and what you drink. Okay, who wants to continue? Who wants to continue? Please, not reading right now. You can continue anywhere beyond where Allende stopped, any parts of it. You don't have to have the whole thing. It'll be great if you do. Any parts of it. Unique, I want you, since you already know this, I want you to take the lead in focusing on Mama Fundi's story and song. Okay, Akilah, you got it.
Can I start from the beginning?
You got it, sister.
Okay. I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know them each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself.
Okay. Mo. Very good. Very good. Very good, Keela. All right. I am. Don't you remember that when you're feeling your knees will start shaking sometimes. Somebody asks you to step up. I am who I say I am. So who do you say you are? You know, do you say you are that N-word that other people used to call us? Is that who you say you are? Dog, is that who you say you are? Dog? Wow. There's a B word. Is that who you say you are? I am who I say I am. Minority? Is that who you say you are? Poe? Is that who you say you are? Inferior? Incapable? I am who I say I am. All right. Anyone else want to continue? Okay, I want you to type the line from the I Am piece that means most to you. Just type it in the text chat. The line, the phrase that means most to you. And then come on the Talk Now button and say why. You have to do this quickly. The line or the phrase or even the word that means most to you.
Okay, so my, I can afford to be humble. I'm not afraid. I'm adequate. Because I guess, you know, I never really thought of it as, you know, somebody being afraid to be humble or something because it might be perceived as weakness. But that's just one that stood out the most to me in this chapter.
Sissa, it's on the front page of our wiki space. So if you go to the wiki site and look right under the navigation menu, you have the pledge there, son. Okay? Also, Sissa, if that doesn't work for you, have your mom or your dad, you know, give me a call. We can work out the tech issues, okay? Also, Sundays at 5 o'clock. Is our open house time. It's also time for any of you to come if you need some help or support, and we introduce new people to the school as well. Okay, thank you, Akilah. Everybody else, if you typed it in, tell us why you think, why that one means most to you.
I don't just have one line that I like. I put two of them that I like in here. I put, I am who I say I am, because a lot of people, they're not really true to themselves. They do a lot of things that are misleading to their true character, and just roundabout fake. And I only really like hanging around people who are real. And I outgrow the use of crutches. I like that one because it sounds like you are overturning a big milestone. It's like you can hang it on to the source for protection and guidance, and then you outgrow that use. Not that you're not going to go to another source not to help you, but you outgrow that use, so it's like you just overcame a big milestone in your life.
I continue. If you have put something here, then why does that mean, what it means to you? Why is it significant for you? Okay, then in the 3 minutes we have left, good morning. Okay, Ife, you got it.
My mic is kind of low because I'm only working with my internal mic. Anyway, the reason I like this part is for several reasons. For one, I don't like being alone. I've never really liked being alone. It's not really my thing. And is that better? Okay, well, I guess I'll just not talk then because my mic is low and I can't really do much about it at this point.
Okay, I've synchronized you to a book. It's called Indigenous People's Wisdom and Power, Affirming Our Knowledge Through Narratives. Author of this work, the link is what I put up earlier, Jordan Ngubane. And here is excerpts from Ngubane's work here. And this book, of course, is by Julian Cunney. One of the things where in the piece I say I'm the value God, it originally read the value Ukobo, as you see here. And I was doing this work, believe it or not, I had black people at Procter & Gamble saying this, standing up and saying this stuff. And so and so I changed because they didn't know who Ukobo was I had any idea. And so I changed it to God so it would have an impact on them. We might change it back to Ukobo since, you know, we love calling our deities in our African language. Welcome, Akanke. So in this little section here, can I get a volunteer? Let's see. Safia, will you read this section? It starts, you can start it at the top, even though it's just the beginning of the sentence, and finish it with that with the second quote. Okay, let's take it from the top, Safia, and take it through that second quote. Does everyone see that? Hold on, Cesar. Safia, you don't know what? You see it? Okay. Let's see who. Okay. It's time for us to go in terms of reading it. I'm sorry you've had difficulty getting to it. What I want you to do is make sure that you have this link that you look at it. It's not allowing the whole thing to come in. Let me just see if another way so that you can get to it. You are researchers. Whenever we put something in, I'm expecting you to, you know, just on your own, begin to find something about it. Find out something about it. Who the author is. Okay, I think that's a complete one. That one will get you there. And that's not the book, Conflict of Minds, but it has a quote from it. And we talked about yesterday why it's important for you to indicate your sources so that people can continue to do the research. All right, it's been a great start off for this day. I want us to have a great day. I'll be seeing you. Please go to your classes. I'm in Sankofa Science with the comparative government class, but if you have any difficulty, please do not suffer in silence. Come and get me and alert me, and we'll see what we can do to work it out, okay? If you are at Mama Nabantu's, she's the first line of defense, ask her. If you are at our site in Bermuda, ask Mama Four. And if you are at neither, then come get me. All right? Take care. Enjoy this a break before your 9 o'clock class. Please stretch. Please stretch. Please drink some water. Start off the day. Let's be great today. I'm out of here. Appreciate you. Yes, Unique, you black, back, and it's time for us to break and get ready for your 9 o'clock class. Sister Tinia Ade is waiting, I will be with you at comparative history, comparative government and history. Take care.